Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Hey, welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. And Julie, you know what really grinds me? What really makes my teeth itch? It's when people, you know, the people that love to say, I told you so. Don't those kinds of people bother you? So yes, the reality is that the people that basically say, I love to say, I told you so. So we're going to talk a little bit today on our 12-step recovery plan. But before we do that, I want to talk with you guys about something where, frankly, we'd predicted this. We predicted this a while ago, and something that you need to all be paying very attention to. It's soaring home prices. So, guys, there was a report today that came out on CNBC that basically talks about just that. It talks about the fact that right now the home prices are the highest that they've ever been. I'm going to read you guys this line from CNBC. That's the opening paragraph. The soaring home prices, not a bubble, says realtors. The median price of a home in May this year was $228,700. According to the National Association of Realtors, that was just the highest monthly median price of over $230,400 in July of 2006. So guys, here's the interesting thing. Basically, the home prices are essentially where they were back before the bubble, and that's pretty incredible. So all home value, the home values have dramatically increased. Home prices now are going to recover as well across the country. That's what the prediction is. I want all of you guys to consider that. If you're in markets right now where the home prices have been depressed for a long period of time, and I know lots of you in Florida and on the East Coast and other places, you've experienced what can only be described as a prolonged housing correction. Well, those days are essentially going to be coming to an end in the next 12 to 24 months. There's lots of reports that have been coming out on a regular basis that talk about the fact a lot of people are essentially on par, and in essence they owe what their homes are worth finally again. In other places, obviously, the markets have taken off. If you're one of these agents who still are trying to focus all your business and all your efforts primarily on distressed real estate, you're going to be having problems going forward because of the fact that, frankly, you're missing the opportunity, what's going to be seen as the greatest housing recovery and the greatest housing bull run in the history of the United States.
You got it.
Okay, so today we're, Julie, what's the topic of today's radio show?
All right, so the topic is the 12-step recovery plan to break your dependence on buying leads.
All right, so we have lots of great points to share with you, but to round the bend on the point I was making a second ago, we have been, and hopefully you have been, paying attention to the fact that we are indeed in the greatest housing market of our lifetimes. And it's going to last, in some markets, 10 to 15 years, and other markets it'll last even longer. We've done lots of radio shows in the past about why this is true, demographics, sociographic, you know, all the different things. I mean, here's an interesting stat for you. I was born in 1970, and since then, 45 years ago, there is double the global population. So it's literally doubled. And in the next 10 or 15 or 20 years, there's no reason to believe that won't happen again. So real estate prices are going to continue to increase. Now, I want to caution all of you before we get to today's topic. I want to caution all of you to be very mindful of the fact that there is a difference between appreciation and just inflation. So again, this is all good for the most part. This is all good for home values. Inflation is when something just gets more expensive because essentially the money supply. You can see inflation in food prices. You can see inflation, frankly, in car prices. You can see inflation, you know, in just about everything. That means that what happens is the stuff that cost you, say, for example, a gallon of milk maybe 3 years ago cost you $3, now it's going to cost $6. That same inflationary effect is driving up home prices. So that's just inflation. So like when Julie and I sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, people would say, you know, real estate in Columbus appreciates 3% per year. Well, it didn't, because the inflation rate was roughly 3% per year. So all the homes in Columbus, Ohio were doing until like the last 18 months where they are actually appreciating. But for the most part, all they were doing is keeping up with inflation. Now, in other parts of the country, we have lots of coaching clients, New York, California, you know, all over the country. There is honest to God appreciation. So let's say, for example, the inflation rate's 2%, but the value or the cost of a home is increased year over year by 10%. Julie and I are in Austin, and that is happening, and sometimes more than 10%. So inflation, I know this is, you know, a little bit semantic for a lot of you and boring maybe, but it's important you understand this. Because when you're talking to educated folks, they're going to know the difference between inflation and appreciation, and you don't want to be using those two terms interchangeably. So long story short is we're going into a time, we are in a time right now, where we have inflation and home value appreciation. We have inflation and appreciation. I don't know of a time in history where that's ever happened before. So the inflation is because of the money supply, and it's pretty much expected that the inflation rate is going to increase in a fairly meaningful way by the end of the year. Interest rates are expected to go up towards the end of the year. Everybody knows that. We've been telling you guys that for about at least 2 years. But you still have, as I was just talking about, lots of markets where home values are now getting back to where they were 7-8 years ago, back at the height of the real estate bubble. So in those markets, those home values are benefiting in multitudes of ways, and you still have obviously low interest rates, which probably will be with us for another 6 to maybe 8 months. Bottom line is that this is the best time, and it will be for, like I said, at least another 10 years. This will be the best time to be selling real estate in your entire career. You got to keep your head down. You got to stay focused. You got to be really, really careful that you're not wasting your time with things that are going to be essentially basically suck the best opportunity to make money that you're going to probably experience in your whole entire working career. Don't be spending your time on fads. Don't be spending your time on things that are just the shiny silver bullets of life, And so we're going to talk today about one of the topics that Julie and I are very passionate about, how to break your dependency on buying buyer leads. Now, buying buyer leads is something that it is a fad. It is a trend. It hasn't been around that long, maybe 5 years. That's when essentially it became normal for agents to buy buyer leads. Now, I realize that I'm not using the terminology correctly. A lot of you will say I'm buying impressions or I'm buying this, I'm buying that. But the idea of spending really any money to buy a buyer lead in our minds is not a smart way of running a business. And I'll bottom line it for you guys, and then we're going to get to the first point. If you have listings and you do two or three very simple things, free very simple things, you will have more buyer leads than you, frankly, will know what to do with. You have three or four listings in virtually any market in the country, and you use great services like 800 Home Hotline and follow some of the other techniques we tell you about, there will be no shortage of buyer leads to the point where you will probably start referring the buyer leads off. The big portals know this. That's the reason that they essentially attract buyer leads with your listings, with your broker's listings, with your other, agents' listings, and then they sell those impressions or those leads back to you. That's their business model. So obviously they know what I'm telling you is true, so all you've got to do is basically the same thing. So refocus your mind to make the most of this incredible real estate market to become the best, most powerful listing agent ever. Now, with that said, I know there's a lot of you that we still need to convince. Some of you are in denial. Some of you need to have an intervention. So that's what today's radio show and tomorrow's radio show is going to be all about. So Julie, let's just jump right into the content that you wrote because it's really, really good.
Okay, perfect. So again, the topic, 12-step recovery plan to break your dependence on buying leads. So the first step, admit you have a problem. If you are paying for leads, you lack the skill to create business on your own. Now, if you have the skill but you're not using it, you're just being lazy, and lazy costs you money. It creates further dependence because what you're doing is allowing your skills to slacken. So if you do have the skill, but you're just being lazy and paying for leads, that means the leads you do get from buying them or from anywhere else, you're actually less likely to convert them because you're allowing yourself to be complacent. So that's kind of a big mindset, cold bucket of water, isn't it?
It is. I'm thinking about what you just said, and it is true. If you get to the point where basically you think you can just whip your credit card out at any time and buy your buyer leads, and you think essentially that that's going to overcome your lack of skill, really that's going to make it so that you never develop the skill and you're always going to be dependent on buying buyer leads. And Julie, I really do feel for the agents that think that they're going to be able to continue that, because look at what's happened to the cost of the leads that come with from the portals, from like Zillow. I mean, Zillow just sort of brazenly, you had experience like this with some of your coaching clients. Mm-hmm. You know, they were buying leads, and then they had their lead cost cut in half, and yet the price doubled. And that started happening about a year ago. Again, we were warning you guys about that would inevitably happen. More agents getting in the business, more agents buying buyer leads, you know, competition amongst the portals getting a lot more heated. And what does that ultimately result in? The money is going to continue to essentially be less efficient. So you buy, spend money, most of you who are Zillow subscribers, for example, and there's something like 75,000 agents that are Zillow subscribers, they're spending an average of $400 a month. Well, that $400 a month would be better used, frankly, I mean, a whole bunch of different ways, mostly learning how to become a listing agent, because that cost of the lead, the cost of the closing has gone through the roof. There are some examples where agents have literally seen the efficiency from their bought buyer leads drop to zero. So essentially they spend the money and they get nothing in return. You guys have all been exposed to this stuff. So stop with the mindset that you can buy leads. And when you do, that's going to leave you with this fear, right? Because you're going to realize, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Well, what you're going to do now is finally stop being dependent on other people to provide you leads, and you're going to learn to do it on your own. Point two, Julie?
So the second point is to realize that you do have the power to create your own leads. That is just a fact. What do you guys think everybody did before Zillow and Trulia and even Realtor.com? You know, deals were still done back then. So realize that you do have the power to create your own leads for free or at least inexpensively. So embrace that fact. There are real estate leads everywhere, but agents who hide out and are secretive never know this. So start to kick your lead buying addiction by embracing the fact that you are a salesperson. You're here to help people buy and sell property. So wear your name tag. Talk about real estate everywhere you go. And, you know, it is amazing that when you do that, and some of you guys are weird about that, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So there's not a lot of coaching that I need to do with you on that other than to get over it and put your name tag on and make sure you have a nice, classy-looking name tag. The reason that that works is because it forces you to be reverse prospected. People see, you know, Julie Harris, RE/MAX North. Oh, you work at RE/MAX. Or a lot of times they'll say you work for RE/MAX, right? How's real estate? It causes conversation, and it allows you to say, real estate's great. I'm so glad you asked. I've been really blessed to help so many people this year. But, gosh, you know, I've set a goal of helping 3 more families this month. Who do you know who could use my help? For many of you, that breaks the ice and makes it easier. So, point number two, in the power of creating